imagine a scenario where there is a child and that child is gifted a toy, let's say a doll or a car or maybe a soft toy. The child plays with that toy throughout the day, and even when he or she sleeps, he sleeps with that toy only. And as soon as they wake up, they are looking forward to playing with that toy once again. And they play with the toy throughout their weeks and nights, and probably for 15 to 20 days. And one day, a person like you and me, we just see the kid playing with that toy and we take that toy away. What will be the general reaction from the kid? Well, I suppose he or she is gonna cry, he's gonna behave as if the world has shattered, as if this moment and the life depends on that toy only. So, if you take a look at this scenario, what role has been played by a toy? We all know the answer is none. The toy has no role in this except the emotional connect, attachment and the love created by the kid with that toy. And that's what happens in our life when we create these kind of strings with either opposite sex, maybe some situation or a scenario, maybe with some people, a job, some substance. But if you take a deeper look, the thing on the other hand has no role in it except you being totally indulged into it, except your life revolving around it and depending on it. And this is something which I realized also. As in, when you start falling for things, a clear sign to understand if you are in love with that particular person, thing, situation, job, scenario is you stop looking at the flaws. You do not even want to see that. And even if someone tells you that the path you are taking is not the right one, you fight them. Because many a times we do not want to see that truth because we know we won't like what we find. And that's something which we all need to change. Yeah, things happen. Bad things happen. That's just part of life. But normalize taking rejection as redirection. Because our actions today will have consequences, intended as well as unintended. But the decisions you make today will define your next month, next year, and the times coming ahead. But if you allow one or two situations to just deviate you from the path and the person you could have become, then don't look around when the situation arises, because we all choose the day we are gonna live. Many bad things happen with people every day, but they chose not to take them literally and they make their own path. The choice is yours, what you choose to see. As I have said earlier also, an optimist sees 2 days and one night. A pessimist sees 2 nights and one day. But a realist, he will see 1 night and 1 day. Choice is yours. As clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson has emphasized, you start small, start taking things as they are, and you try to change what you can on your individual level. Because if you fail, then people who are willing and wishing that you fail, you give them just another reason for failing and for mocking you. Don't let this thing happen. Your toy can be anything that you are attached to. I am not Gautam Buddha, because he already said that this years ago, that attachment is the biggest cause of suffering, but we were not listening. Na? And this has been told time and again. Even on Buddha Purnima, people put out quotes But very, very rare people practice what they preach. But you choose to practice what you know, what's good and bad. Don't indulge into self-hypnosis. That's the worst you can do for your own self. If you have any questions, you can shoot me a DM on Instagram, or probably you can write me a mail. I've been getting a lot of questions, and this is an answer to one of the questions. And to support, just like and share. Thank you.